This is video 2, full spectrum warfare. Full spectrum warfare against your will, your emotions, your intellect, your soul. It's multidimensional. It's a multidimensional warfare. You will overcome if you got the Holy Spirit, if you renew your mind, if you pay attention, if you ask God what's going on. Let's say if you have depression or anything, bad habit, you have to ask, you say, Lord, why do I have a bad habit? Don't beat you. See, the system wants to beat you up. But you go to God and say, Lord, I can't do it in my own strength. Why do I have a bad habit? It's somewhere in the thought process. Doctrine determines behavior. Thoughts determine behavior. Somewhere inside the thought process is a wrong thought process. Stinking thinking creates wrong actions. If you have too many irons in the fire, it's going to stress you out. You have too many irons in the fire, it's going to stress you out. I got to finish what I was saying before message got cut off. It's not that necessarily people are bad. They're just rubbing shoulders with the world, and then they just repeat what the world told them. They think like the world and don't know that they're abnormal. And so when you can get off by yourself, figure out who you really are, become self-aware, and look at your own thoughts. If you can pay attention to your own thoughts and judge yourself, lest you be judged, and judge your own thoughts, then you got something. But I promise you, if you don't do it, God is going to have to judge you if it's stinking thinking. And it's going to manifest in a painful event in 3D. God will judge you, and it could be a psychological, emotional thing too, I guess. But usually it's going to manifest in some kind of painful experience in the 3D if you don't become self-aware. If you are not aware of the... See, we didn't know about these narcissists. We didn't know that these reptilians and these witches and these witches played these mind games. Like they would say something like, I'll just squeeze... Oh, it's good to see you. I'll just squeeze you to death. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is how a witch thinks. This is how a witch acts. This is the way the witches act. You ready? This is how they all act. The witches and the warlocks. And most of your friends that are family members or whatever, long-term people that when you get around them, something don't feel right. Here's how the witch thinks in every way. This is just one little example. It's a fractal. It can be any conversation. It don't have to be the phrase I'm getting ready to say. Oh, I missed you. It's good to see you. Let me squeeze you to death. And they'll say it in such a way it looks like they're your friend, but they're actually telling you they want to kill you. They hate you. You think I'm joking? That's the fact. I was raised by one. I didn't know I was raised in witchcraft till I got saved. And it was hard to believe when you're raised around witchcraft. It's hard to believe that you were raised around witchcraft because you got saved and you got saved out. And you know, most people love their bloodline people, but the whole time, the bloodline was They were narcissistic witches and psychopaths. And you're like, they were trying to turn you into one, but God had another story. Hello? God had another plan. God had another program planned for your life. They have to come at you with, they have to mirror what they know you want to hear. They tasted the good word of truth, Hebrews chapter 6. They tasted, but they didn't drink it. They know the truth. They know what real love is, but they couldn't do it, and they rejected it. And they hate it. They hate the good that's in you. They hate the good that's in you. The evil system hates the good that's in you because they know they're not the elect called out, so they want to try to turn you into a copy of them to try to steal your blessing. They're actually trying to steal your inheritance and your blessing and put it onto them. And they see you doing good and prospering and sound mind. They want to steal your blessing. Think about it. They're dead. They have no power. So they have to vampire off other people if people will let them. That's what corporations are doing all the time. Think about it. The corporation's dead, right? The corporation is dead. It's a dead entity. So how does it live? How does a corporation live? It vampires off the living creatures, the living beings. That's why I say it's all a fractal. So if the corporations are vampiring off of you, what about the dead people around you vampiring off of you? What about the dead people trying to vampire off you called narcissists and psychopaths and tyrants and liars? A liar is a vampire. If somebody's feeding you, gaslighting you lies in the system, they're vampires. They're trying to get you to believe a fake reality. They want you to believe a false reality because that's what they live in, and that's their world. And if they can get you in that fake reality, they're gods in your life. They want to be a god. It's the god complex. So in short, you're under attack to take away your calling, your destiny, your vision, or whatever. You don't even know it. If you've overcome it, you do know it. But I'm in the Walmart line, and I'm watching some of these Walmart workers. They look downtrodden. They look miserable. And they could probably make more money just doing Lyft or Uber or something, but they would rather just be in their little eight-hour security blanket. You know, I don't blame them, but while they're here, they just don't look happy. And that's the system. It's a box system. And people have to eat. And people have to make money, I understand. Do what you gotta do to make it, but still, if they could be self-aware, they could be happy wherever they're at, on a job, knowing the game. If you can know the game while you're in the game, if you can know the game while you're in the game, you can overcome. You won't let it tear you down and beat you up and put you back under some kind of guilt trip. Fake reality, you know. Just, I've observed it for a long time. I couldn't put words into it many years ago. I didn't have the words, I didn't understand. But when I started seeing legalism, it all started to make sense. So yeah, when I woke up to the legalist, then it all started clicking. It all made sense. The legalist tries to put you under law, but they can't even keep the law. Here's what I noticed in life. I've seen a lot of married couples and watched them. I've talked to different people, a lot of people in my lifetime, not only on online, but in the real world. I talked to a lot of people. So let's say you work with one person. Let's say you work with some dude who's married and he's got this big, nice truck and he's got all these tools and he's got it going on. He talks like, he acts like he's achieved all that, right? Tries to make you feel like you're small because you didn't achieve what he achieved. Then you come to find out his wife is either a nurse or an accountant or a doctor or something like that. So the only reason he was able to do what he did is because of his wife. And it could be the same with women, talking to women. But the only way was, it was either inheritance or his spouse, but he makes it look like it's him. You know Now, think about that. They got all these nice toys, right? And they make it look like they did it. Like they are holding it together. But they can't even balance a checkbook because they got to get their wife to do it. I mean, come on, people. It's all outward show image. The outward show legalist is just an image. It's not even real. The touch not, taste not, handle not, denominational game. You better do this. You better not do this. Touch not, taste not. Don't go here. Don't look at this. Don't say this. Don't read this. I mean, they'll actually tell you not to read the Greek. But then they'll have a Greek concordance themselves. If you say, well, I'm going to read the Greek Bible and learn Greek. No, you don't want to do that. You want to stick with the King James. Well, why do you have a Greek concordance? What are you talking about, man? You're opening up and looking at the Greek concordance, and I already know the King James, and you don't want me to read the Greek Bible, although I know the King James? Do you understand the legalism and the psyop that they're trying to do on you? And it's not just in the churches, not just on the jobs. It could be your upbringing, your in-laws, especially your in-laws. I call them outlaws. Especially if you got in-laws who are in a cultic church. And when I say church, I'm talking about a building. I'm not talking about the body of Christ. The body of Christ, the faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, to me, that's the church. I don't care about a building. All I care about is, did you receive Christ in your heart by faith? And trust in his finished work, not your works. I don't care about a building. Paul, in his last years, he was a tent maker, and he taught people in his own hired house. Apostle Paul taught people in his own hired house. So when I pay for these websites and upload audio, video to my websites, I'm paying for it out of my own hired house. The reason the churches want you under legalism is the same reason the businesses do, because the businesses need you to vampire off of you and promise you a bunch of malarkey that they never follow through with. They promise you the world but give you crumbs from the world. They're full of SHIT. The legalist is too. The Jezebel is a legalist. The Delilah is too. They're all full of it. They're not going to sacrifice for nobody. That's why they're looking for a victim. They're predators. The salesmen are predators. These legalistic people, this warfare, it's all a predator system. And they might even be in your own house. You didn't wake up to it till now. But once you learn the game, you can start setting boundaries, see? It's going to make them mad, right? When you set boundaries, it makes them upset. When you say, hey, quality of life is more important than your vampire agenda on me, that's going to make them mad. So they got to attack you. They got to try to gaslight you, change your reality, mess with you, mess with your mind, MK Ultra, because you're stepping out of their little matrix, their little fake reality. You're leaving the box, which you've already left the box. You already know you've already left the box. They just don't know you've already left the box. They think you have to. And see, that's the bad part about these corporate systems and these narcissists. You have to play the game. You have to act. Yeah, and see, that's what they want. They want you to be like them. It's all fake. It's all an act. It's all acting. And you're real and you're sincere. And so that's the multi-level dimensional game of the devil. They want you to try to escape the box, but as you escape the box, you become more like them without knowing this multi-dimensional, because you got to act and put on a fake smile like they had been doing the whole time. In order to survive around these people, you got to put on a fake smile like they did from the get-go. When you got the job, they were fake smiling. So they wanted to train you into a copy of them to be fake like them. Do you understand how ridiculous the whole thing is? How subtle a game is. Let me say that again, because I want to make sure you understand what I'm telling you. You go to a job, they put on a fake smile, promise you everything to pull you in, because you got three or four other job offers, but they want to take you before anybody else gets you, right? Because they know that there's very few good workers out there nowadays. So they promise you the world, fake reality, fake smile, fake everything. And then, through the process of survival, you have to put on the fake front. When you punch in at 8, you punch out at 5, you put the fake front on, and you become more and more like them. This is why they're like that, because they've lived that for 10, 20, 30 years. They become psychopathic in a psychopathic system. This is why I did the video. I said the corporations make psychopaths, or the psychopaths make a corporation. And the answer is both. And if you're not aware of the game, and you've been in a corporation for a long time, and you're putting on a fake smile just to survive, and you don't realize you need to counteract that with some truth, with some genuineness. You might say, well, why do the young people not want to work? Because they don't want to be fake. They hate the fake system. Why don't the young people want to work anymore? Because they hate your fake system, your fake narcissistic system. They see through your game. That's why. And they don't want to be like you. They saw you. They were raised by you. They don't want to be like you because you're fake. You're not real. Just like the lady on the plane. They're not real. He's not real. They're fake. The CEOs are fake. You can't be a CEO and be genuine. There's no way. You can't have a YouTube channel that's got millions of views every day and be real. You gotta speak what the system wants. You can't speak truth, because everybody would run away. You can't speak the truth because you wouldn't have any subscribers, or very few, because it's a fake system. It's a game, people. It's a multi-dimensional game. The devil is a multi-dimensional chess player, and he's beating you at every level until you wake up to it and you see the legalistic fake warfare going on all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying? These people are fake. They're gaslighters. They're catfish. They're legalists. They're fake friends, false brethren, like the Bible says. It's so rampant. The reason a few people come to my channel and I'm being real with them, they're like,
wow, this is an oasis of water. I can drink some real stuff. But the ones who come to my channel who are fake, they don't last long. They don't last long. Because they love the fake. They love the fake reality. They love the fake steak, you know.